It hasn't been the prettiest of all September days across eastern New York and western New England. Many areas have been stuck under a stubborn deck of clouds through much of the day, though there have been some breaks of sun in some areas. We've also had some areas of rain, largely some light showers and patches of drizzle, and there's still that chance for some patchy light rain or drizzle through late afternoon into tonight. So if you are going to be out, it'll be a good idea to have your umbrella with you, though you may not need it very much. Temperatures today are warm, but it's not too hot, and the humidity is up a little bit, so it's slightly muggy feeling for most of us right now. And we're going to notice more humidity in the coming days, so tomorrow will be moderately humid, Thursday will be quite humid, it's also going to be warmer by Thursday, so it's really going to feel like summertime then. Then the humidity levels will drop quickly late Thursday night into Friday morning, and that'll set us up for some comfortable weather later on Friday through Saturday and Sunday. In the short term, again, there's that chance for a few passing showers and spots through the night, and some areas of fog are likely to form. Lows overnight will be in the upper 50s to low and mid 60s, so it is going to be a little warmer tonight than it was over the past couple of nights. And tomorrow is going to have the chance for some rain. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely at times. Odds are pretty good that it won't rain the whole day, but that threat for rain will be with us pretty much at any point. It is going to be a more humid day. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 70s. Thursday, temperatures will reach the low to mid 80s, and with high humidity, it's really going to feel like summertime. A couple of scattered thunderstorms are possible, mainly later on Thursday into Thursday night. Then things will clear out very nicely on Friday. A quick check on the tropics. As of mid-afternoon, Tropical Depression 15 was east of North Carolina and well south of Long Island. That storm is heading off to the east out to sea and will pose no threat to land. And of more interest is Tropical Storm Nana that formed earlier this afternoon. The storm is south of Jamaica and is tracking to the west. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, a low of 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, a low of 58 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, a low of 60 to 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, a low of 60 to 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, warm, and humid with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 80s, and on Friday, an early shower, then clearing, breezy, and turning less humid, with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.